All right, so we're at U.S. Thanksgiving. We always, you know, mark this as a date where in the NHL calendar, this is kind of a put up or shut up date, right? Like, you are who you are as a player, maybe as a team, and you can really start to break down what we've seen and what we believe is happening and whether or not we have trends here that we can truly make quality predictions on in the future. We figured with that date in mind, we'll go around the table with five bold predictions, some of them more bold than others. Some of them may come off as actually more obvious than others. But we'll go around the table. We've all got a five-pack. Who wants to kickstart the party here?
I usually go first. Do you want the first? You want me to go 1 to 5 or 5 to 1?
Yeah, you go in any order you want. I don't think there needs to be any rules. Anarchy
first,
here.
First thing I got is Austin Matthews will get back into the Rocket Richard race. Mm-hmm. I know it doesn't seem very feasible right now. There's a lot of guys, Ovi, people dialing it in. But I think he'll get hot and he'll make up a lot of ground. You saw last year, although it was the North Division, that everybody apparently thought that was so brutal, maybe not so brutal after all. But I think he gets back in the race. I think he can still win it. And I don't think that all three of us on this panel believe that.
Yeah, I'm not one of I don't see it personally. I mean, Draisaitl to me, look at him again last night.
20th last night.
Yeah, he's got 4 points last night. He's got 20 and 19. But okay, you got
there might be some talk about him a little later on in this list.
Okay. All right, so you got
number two on my list. I've got Hyman or Mangiapane. I'm giving one of them. They will be on Team Canada. I think that you're seeing some different stars around the league, particularly not playing so well. And I think it's fair. You got to go with one or two of these guys instead of having every name on the list a star. We talked about it in the last couple of days. One of the two, Hyman Mangiapane, on the list. Number three, Goodnight Isles. You have just taken yourself out. If we're going to say Ottawa's done, Isles, you're done too. I don't care how good they get, how many home games they have left. They've lost too much ground. They're not making
lost
it
up. Lost again last night to the Rangers. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
It's not happening. It's sad because I love Lou. I love the Islanders. It's a great fan base, but it ain't happening for them anymore.
I'm going the other way. I say they make the playoffs. I'll be the contrarian on that one.
Okay. That's bolder, I would say. That's a bold statement.
You think that's bolder?
Big time, dude. Look, they've got 12 points. They're a mess right now.
But they've only played, 16 games? They've got four or five games in hand on teams, too.
Okay. They're chasing it big time.
My list, thank you.
Okay.
Number four, Leafs win around this year. I think they get over the hump. Why is that laughable? It's not
20,
laughable.
20 games in where I can't predict a Leafs win or loss. I just can't do it.
You got to look into the future. First round, Leafs will prevail. They will get through the first round. Okay. And my last one, I'm sniffing around on Uncle Leo in Edmonton to get 50-50. I think it can happen. 20 last night. Maybe the magic continues and he goes. And by the way, just play Arizona 5 more times that stretch. Maybe someone's going to get 10 points against Arizona this year.
Yeah,
they're going to go. Dude, I'm telling you, Noodles.
No one's doing 10. No one's doing 10.
Both of you, please shut up. Someone's getting 10 points against Arizona. You get that Rick Dell in net and then all those guys hung over. Someone's getting 10 points. That is my list.
There's your list 1 through 5. Noodles, I don't know if you can top that, but why don't you
go ahead and
fire away 1 through 5.
Your list is brilliant, and I love it. Okay, number one, a country not named Canada or USA wins the gold at Olympics.
That is bold.
I think that's a bold comment.
It is, and I totally disagree with it. I think Canada's going to walk, and I think if
comment.
Not, I got the States. I think they're clear-cut two best teams in the tournament.
Well, that's why it's a bold statement.
It is.
I mean, you get a
okay, but you
got to
give us a
Russia.
Team that you think that's going to do it. Russia?
Well, Vasilevsky, Russia has, really deep goaltending. But Ovi is, second in scoring?
My counter to that
scoring?
Is every Olympics I've thought Russia's going to be this juggernaut that's so good and so skilled you can't get the puck off them, and they suck every time. I don't know why they suck.
But then all of these other, Sweden, Finland, there's a, Sweden's going to have Markstrom in net. He's a hell of a goaltender.
Yep,
Leonard.
That's true.
There's some depth there. I don't know. I'm just saying that we say that Canada can put three teams in. They probably can. Same thing with the U.S. can put a couple teams in. They're going to have to play each other at some point. I feel like, and here's the other thing that we are not factoring in. COVID, all of these other crazy things that might happen at the wrong time, right? You know, like it's just, I know it's a ridiculous, I don't think ridiculous is the right word, but it is bold statement. You asked for a bold statement.
Yeah, no, it's outside the box thinking for sure, based on what Vegas would tell you, based on paper, Canada and the States, I believe, are the best teams. But that's why you play the games. Okay, I like it. That's number one. What do you have at number two?
Number two, Zach Hyman will have as many points as two of the core four for the Leafs.
Interesting.
So just two of them.
Right. Interesting.
I thought that was an interesting take because, you know, Matthews and Marner, like, they're going to get points. Same thing. JT's, you know, very consistent, Nylander type of thing. But Hyman picks up points in the power play 5-on-5. And, you know, is this the year that he gets 70?
I think he's going to have to get 70 for this to be truthful. I think, you know, three of them are going to get close to 65 plus for sure with the Leafs.
He could get 70 playing with those guys all day long.
That's what I, you know, and that's the thing. Like, he's had a good start, and that power play is as good as, well, it's the best in the league. That, so he's, and he sniffs around on it kind of as another option on the back door. So, all right. So I thought that was a bold statement.
Yes. Yes.
Number three. What do I have here? Calgary will win the President's Trophy.
Well, that's tough to argue. Like, that is, I don't see, again, don't see that happening. I will actually contradict that with one of my points when I get to mine in just a moment.
Why not? They have seven shutouts.
Listen,
they have seven shutouts already.
Can't argue with where they're at on U.S. Thanksgiving. It's
right, and it's still a long ways away. But like, I'm looking at Florida, Carolina. Like, there's a lot of teams that are right near the Leafs. They're all right near the top.
Yep.
That's why I said bold statement. Calgary.
Absolutely.
Because I actually think Edmonton's a better team, personally. But, I mean, Calgary's had more defensive success. They're plus 30 in goal differential, which is number one in the
league.
Number
one in the
league. It's
crazy. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay,
so,
I like it. What do you have it for?
For Leafs will pull off a huge trade at the deadline. And what I mean by that, like, I'm talking not just bit pieces, somebody that they believe is going to put them over the top with all of these other big boys that they're competing against. And I think it's a defenseman. I think it's somebody who is a name brand defenseman. It's not just, hey, we picked up Ben Hutton at the deadline type of thing.
Let me throw
with
a name
term
at you.
Or no term. Okay.
Let me throw a name at you.
Give me a name.
This may be more figurative based on where
Joe from the Bridge.
He is now in his career as opposed to literal based on what he can bring to the table.
Drew Doughty.
Zdeno Chara. If the Islanders are selling. If the Islanders are selling and Big Z's on your third pairing for a playoff run, would you go out and try to kick tires on that?
I would kick tires, but it seems like the 44-year-old guy. It doesn't happen. Jagr bounced around Boston, Calgary. And it
I just
never
think
happens.
If the Islanders are done, and they might be by the deadline, he's on a one-year deal. Why would you not try to flip him if you're Lou?
Yeah,
if he's willing to go. Who knows what the agreement was, and who knows?
Well, if you're going to do that, take him and Andy Green. Take both of them.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, Andy Green, the gray beard. No, I thought
you're
you were going to go. Okay,
that, better than that, I'm sure. But
yes, I'm thinking somebody who, you know, either has term left, has an opportunity to really push players around on especially on that right side. So I think it's, hey, you know, now you'd have the luxury to push Brody down if you wanted to
give
play
me
with
a name,
Buzz
make it more insane and believable at the same time.
I you know what, if Anaheim drops, do you go after one of those guys, if Fowler or Manson or somebody like that, that, you know, that's a name that's hard to play against and maybe a more mobile, you know, Bogosian type, but like a guy who can really, Manson the other day, I watched him play. He squared off at center ice with somebody. It was an unbelievable fight. I'm like, this guy, you know, he's a grizzled vet, but he plays hard. I don't have it in front of me. I'll be checking it later what his contract status is. I don't even know. I'm just pulling names out of a hat, but I don't think
it's a guy that people have been floating around.
Yeah,
the Habs Sherratt, are looking to dump.
Well, and Sherratt, but they're saying that Sherratt might get a first rounder. I don't think Leafs are, you know, if you're throwing a first rounder for Sherratt, then you're all in. But somebody to that ilk who can play big minutes for you. And then
what do you
my
have
last
number
one,
five?
Columbus will make the playoffs, which is a bold, bold statement.
Yes.
Because, you know, they're hovering though. They're right there in the mix.
They're, as it currently stands, I believe, in the playoffs. And, yeah, they're yeah. Listen, they I think they won again last night, did they not?
They did. Like, a shutout.
Yeah, they beat Winnipeg 3-0. Like, they're very impressive. You know, they're a team that no one knows anything about. No one, you couldn't name five players on the team, you know, if you're just a random fan in the league. And with the assumption that Torts is gone and all these great players have moved on from the organization, that they'd bottom out, it's been far from the truth at U.S. Thanksgiving. So, I like right. it. Their noodles is your top five bold predictions. We'll save mine. I'll hammer through
mine. I was
going to
say, great segment. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, it was pretty quality.
Until well, I wait until Hayes gets in.
I get mine in, and then we'll really spice these things up.
All right, five-pack for Hazy. Let's see him.
Yes, Mike Johnson will join us here in a moment. God. We're at U.S. Thanksgiving, big date in the hockey world because it generally means we know a lot about teams and players, right? Everyone says by the time you hit U.S. Thanksgiving, you better be in the playoffs or close to it, or it's basically that ship has sailed. You guys went through your five-pack in the previous segment. We ran out of time for mine. We'll carry mine over, then we'll see what Johnny has to say about some of our boldest predictions. All right, 1 through 5. I'll fire this away. Leon Draisaitl will win the Art Ross. Okay? So he's got McDavid by, I believe, 4 points right now. McDavid had himself a 4-point night last night. Gets skunked in Dallas, shows up in Arizona, throws up 4 points. Guess who also had 4 last night?
Draisaitl.
He doesn't stop. Guess who had a point in Dallas? Draisaitl. He has had three games where he's bageled, where he hasn't put up a point this year. Every other game he's put up points. Most of them it's been 2-packs, 3-packs, 4-packs. This guy's got 40 points in 19 games.
Hazy, you know what's crazy is you scroll down the box score, and a guy like Cassian will score or Kyle Turris, then you'll see the 2 assists, Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl.
It's always the two of them.
Dude, it's outrageous. It's outrageous.
I thought, for me, the craziest stat about Draisaitl is, I want to say, and correct me if I'm wrong, he has either 8 or 9 three-point games this
right,
year.
Exactly.
Like, something crazy.
I went over his game log today, and it's like, it's just 3 points here, goal and 2 assists, 2 goals and an apple. Then he'll mix in a 4-pointer. Then he'll have a bagel. Then he'll have a 2-point night. Like, it's just all the time. It's consistent. And listen, McDavid has been the favorite to win the Art Ross. He's won it every single year. The safe money's still on McDavid, but at U.S. Thanksgiving, I'm going to get bold. I'm going to say Draisaitl goes neck and neck with him and somehow just beats him out by a point or two. Bold prediction number 2, Vegas will win the Pacific. There's all this focus on the two Alberta teams, deservedly so. They've been outstanding. Vegas has well weathered the storm. Pacioretty's back. Stone is back. Eichel's going to be back for what, the final 25 or 30 games, give or take?
They had
a bad start. They had some blips in the radar. They're starting to get going. They're lurking. They're not that far behind right now. And I think there's a lot more runway. I think Vegas, if they stay healthy, they win the Pacific. I think they get back on top.
I'll give you that one, although we love Pete DeBoer. We love the Golden Knights, but that's not saying a whole lot about the Pacific.
Well, I mean, listen, the Alberta teams are legit. Like they're
that's
good.
Where I don't really know. That's a ballsy take if you really want to toss that one out there now that I think about it.
All right.
Because all I thought about was California. I forgot Calgary, Edmonton. Anyway, go ahead with your next.
Yep, that's why I think it is because of Vegas. Number 3, Montreal will be in tank mode well before the trade deadline.
They better be.
Like in the next month. It's time to get out in front of this. And you know what they need to do is tank for Shane Wright. Like just tank. Arizona's horrendous. Ottawa has been terrible. Buffalo's coming back down to earth. Seattle's brutal. There's going to be teams lurking down there. Montreal, what do you need a bunch of points late to finish with the 9th pick? Tank, get rid of anything that isn't stuck to the wall.
But they've got so many kind of quality players under contract, it's almost impossible for them to get in that tank mode with Arizona. You throw Carey Price into the net, he's probably going to win you 10 games on his own.
Well, maybe that's a part of it. Maybe Carey doesn't play as much as he
so
should.
So you're
going
to go up to Rick Montemblanc and say, hey, you're our guy now?
Yeah, if I'm in tank mode, absolutely.
Rick
yes.
Montemblanc.
Mount Tremblant is playing a lot down the stretch.
Yeah,
Rick Montemblanc.
Richard.
Who did you say was in net for Arizona?
Rick Dell.
Aaron Dell.
Rick Dell.
Yeah. It's Rick
now. Play for Buffalo?
It doesn't matter.
Who cares?
It's all the same. It doesn't matter, Noodles.
Yeah.
That's why I was like.
All right. Speaking of great goaltenders like Rick Dell and Richard Montremblanc, number 4, Freddie Anderson will win the Vezina. win the Vezina.
That's bold. That's very bold.
I don't think so. He's leading the NHL in wins. They got a great team. They protect him. They give him 25 kind of perimeter shots. Yeah.
Will he stay healthy? Will he play enough games?
That's the ticket. Well, that's where it gets a little bit ballsy, but not a whole lot of balls involved in that comment at all.
Well, I mean, he can be one of those guys. I mean, I can make a case for Markstrom. I can make a case for
Jack Campbell.
Jack Campbell's in there. Freddie Anderson. Like, there's other goaltenders that if you look at their, and I know you hate this, but like some of their underlying numbers, like that Shesterkin in New York has some crazy.
And they're winning games too, Noodles. Right. Winning a lot of games.
They have a stat where it's like stolen games. And he, you know, goals above expected, that type of stuff. He's like stopped the most, and it's impressive. But you know, can he hold up with it? And then the usual guys, are they going to come sticking their nose into it? Is Vasilevsky going to come back in there, and or a guy like Hellebuck, and you know, like these guys? So it isn't outrageous, but it is a pretty bold take 20 games in. I'll say, you know, another guy who's got numbers, James Reimer.
Yes, he does.
Have you seen his numbers?
Yes.
Like crazy. He's like second in save percentage, or was last. He's 94% save percentage. He's right there with Campbell and all them. So, anyways, it's a. Yeah.
Okay, so, there's number four, and this is my last one. The death march in Vancouver continued last night. Elias Pettersson will finish the season with less than 60 points. I'm done with this guy. I watched him last night in the third. I was
isn't it something?
Just floating around. He had a chance to throw his body on Sid last night, and he just decided, forget it. And I know he's not a big guy, get it, but like had him lined up, could have. They were down 3-0. Maybe it was 3-1 at that point, and he just forget it. Go for
dude. That's what I'm talking about with these guys on the ice now, Hayes. Where it's just like you give them the money, and then you all of a sudden just give them a open the door and say, there you go. You're going out no matter what, so I guess you can just do whatever the hell you want. It's sickening to watch. Absolutely sickening.
Pettersson, right now he's got 10 points in 20 games. So that's not bold based on where the numbers are. Like he's on pace for 41
points.
And
2 months ago he was like, you're paying me $7 a year or don't even think about it. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Well, and I mean, eventually the shoe's going to drop. Like Jimmy Benning's going to dye his hair and fire Travis Green, and then the owner's probably going to step in. And the owner's probably going to step in and say, okay, well, we need a new direction. So he's going to hire the Sedin brothers to be presidents, and they're going to have to hire a manager. Like, they're going to have some form of thing. And then you take a look at, like, JT Miller's losing his mind. He's the only guy who's got
snapping in practice,
yelling. But, like, how do you not know what you're doing? Like, these
it was
guys,
very like, telling, Noodles, in his post game yesterday, and we'll bring MG in here to get his comments. When he made a comment, and then the reporter said, is everyone bought in? And he just looked. He had no answer, and he just couldn't say no. And you know exactly who the hell he was talking about.